Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Senate has approved the extension of a controversial foreign surveillance program. As NPR's Dave Mistich reports, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act will be extended for another 2 years once President Biden signs the legislation.
Supporters of the FISA program say it's a key part of national security that helps stop drug trafficking and violent extremism. The program also gives the government broad powers to conduct warrantless surveillance on Americans in some cases as part of anti-terrorism efforts. Still yet, FISA has drawn criticism from both Republicans and Democrats, who argue it violates Americans' constitutional right to privacy. The reauthorization of FISA has been blocked 3 times over the past 5 months by House Republicans who had broken from party leadership. The House cleared the measure last week after the program's extension was shortened from 5 years to 2 years. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
The $95 billion foreign aid bill under consideration in the House of Representatives passed a procedural vote on Friday with help of many Democrats. Final votes on the package will take place on Saturday. House Speaker Mike Johnson broke the legislation into 4 parts, which he says allows each member to vote their conscience.
It was a better process to break the bills into 4 separate measures for consideration, and that is what we will have tomorrow. Everyone can vote their will and their constituents' desires on the Israel aid, the Ukrainian aid, the Indo-Pacific, and then our fourth national security package that has all of our innovations in it.
The bill provides assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Some far-right members who want aid for Ukraine to be tied to border security legislation have fought to stall the bill's passage. A full jury has now been seated in the trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports.
Just after 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday, Judge Juan Merchan said from the bench, "We have our full panel, that is 12 jurors and 6 alternates. This paves the way for the actual trial to start on Monday. Among the jurors selected, an insurance broker, a project manager, and a retired marketer originally from Spain. Among those not chosen, an entertainment executive who once said on Twitter he believed Trump was, quote, the devil, a retired high school teacher who had posted photos on Facebook from an anti-Trump women's march, and a mother of 4 who broke down in tears when she said she had once been incarcerated. The New York jury has known Trump far longer than most of the nation. Just today, potential jurors said they knew Trump friend and foe Chris Christie of New Jersey, worked with the son of a witness, and knew a court officer serving in that very courtroom. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Technology stocks took a big hit this week and dragged the S&P 500 down 0.9% on Friday. It was the worst week for tech stocks since the COVID crash in 2020. The Nasdaq Composite, meanwhile, finished down 2%, while the Dow Industrials rose by 0.6%. You're listening to NPR News. An appellate court judge has rejected an effort by attorneys for former President Donald Trump to delay his criminal trial in New York. Now the opening statements are expected to begin next week after the jury of 12 people and 6 alternates were seated. This month at the meeting of the American Physical Society, researchers released an analysis of dark energy. That's the constant force that speeds up the expansion of the cosmos. NPR's Rachel Carlson reports that this may change how scientists think the universe ends.
Since the 1990s, scientists have thought dark energy will continue to drive everything in the universe apart. Until, trillions of years from now, even the stars in our own galaxy die out. But scientists have created a new 3D map of the universe. And cosmologist Dylan Brout says some early findings suggest dark energy may be changing instead of constant.
All bets are off. Cosmology kind of gets turned upside down.
Brout says researchers need a lot more data to understand what they're seeing. But if these findings hold up, our universe may not be doomed to this fate after all. Rachel Carlson, NPR News.
Officials in Pakistan say a suicide bomber targeted a van carrying 5 Japanese nationals in Karachi on Friday. They were able to avoid the attack, but 3 bystanders were injured and 1 of them later died. The van with the Japanese workers had been given a police escort following reports about possible attacks on foreigners. Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted overwhelmingly in favor of joining the United Auto Workers Union. That boosts the UAW's nationwide effort to organize non-union factories. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.